Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for WordPress plugins A to Z, not Z.
Paving the wilderness of WordPress plugins. It's episode 523. And we have plugins for WooCommerce Rewards, Creating Notes, Stop Full Screen, Plugin Checks, Moderate Comments, Sales Funnels, and Classic Press Options, all coming up on WordPress Plugins from A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 80,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join us for a weekly, unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins from A to Z. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall, and with me is the ever lovely
Amber Overall.
And we have a usual great show for you today, and a couple of quick things off the top. Don't forget, the magic number is still 66. We like to occasionally acknowledge out the No Agenda Show for their inspiration of ideas and stolen sound clips.
Squirrel!
Before we get started, don't forget to hang around to the end of the show for the Q&A segment with Amber. And to those listening on the podcast, you will want to check out the YouTube version, which contains the other half of the Q&A segment with Amber. With all of that being said, I've been told too many times now to...
Please, can everybody be quiet?
Wrong button.
Thank you for sharing, John. Now get down from that soapbox.
This is number 30 of 52 episodes for 2021. Episode 523. We're getting up there for episodes this year. Hopefully everyone out there is still enjoying our weekly rantings on plugins and news. I am trying to bring some interesting stuff as well as helpful stuff. And if anyone out there would be willing to offer up some feedback, I would really greatly appreciate it. And I would love to hear about where you get your news from, your tech news. And if you'd like to have it up on the show, shoot me a link at amber@wppro.ca. Away from the tech stuff, though, remember to get out there and enjoy some of the sunshine while it lasts. I know that here on the island, we tend to start getting rain about September, and it just keeps on going until about June. Sometimes until the beginning of June, sometimes it stays until the end of June. Either way, I'm pretty sure that a lot of places, apparently except for that mid area that we were talking about in the pre-stream there, most places seem to have more winter than summer, at least it feels like that. So get yourself out there, enjoy some sun, soak up that vitamin D while you can. And while you're doing that, try to just experience the moment. Turn off the media, whether it's social media or professional media. Turn off for at least an hour, search around to see if you can find dragonflies or bumblebees or something. Doing this for about once a week will definitely help the brain needs feel better and more capable of dealing with the day-to-day. Rinse and repeat as often as needed.
Please, can everybody be quiet? Please be quiet.
Shut up!
Thank you. And now the WordPress news with John Overall.
Mostly Amber.
And this was sent in by a listener, this first one. This is ransomware. These are the two most common ways hackers get inside your network.
Oh, absolutely.
So the two most common ways that... if I'm remembering correctly, because I've read so much, is they fish and they grab your passwords.
Yep.
So this just helps you to have a better understanding. Yeah, phishing attacks. That's the first one they put up here. And RDP services, that's the one I was forgetting. So this is a great article to read over and just learn a bit more if you don't already know enough about phishing. And if you don't know anything about RDP services, this will give you some good information. It goes through a bunch of different ways that hackers are getting into your network. Yeah, for some reason, I forgot the word network.
Yeah, one of the other ways is they use to get into networks, especially corporations and businesses, is they scatter flash drives around the front of the building.
Right, I remember hearing
so
about that.
People pick them up and they go, "Oh, what is in this?" And so they plug it into their computer.
Yep. Curiosity, man.
Well, that's the problem. Human curiosity. What is this? Maybe it's something important. Oops.
So right. Next one I have is full page patterns are still missing from WordPress theme development, but it is something that is on the way. Currently, they have the page patterns, but not full page patterns. They're calling them full page patterns rather than templates. Mm-hmm. Not really sure why. They seem to think that templates is overused.
Yes, because they're going to change the lingo again.
I kind of like the word template. It rolls off the tongue a lot easier than full page patterns.
Template kind of describes it better than a pattern. A pattern, well, I guess it depends on who you are. A pattern to me is what my mom used to make clothes out of.
Yeah. And, you know, it gives you the design. It gives you the pre-design, then you can change it up however you want. Mm-hmm. Template works.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so what they're working on right now is they're trying to create a block that is a full page pattern template. Mm-hmm. Sorry, full page pattern mm-hmm. block. It's going to take me a bit to get the hang of this new lingo.
Yeah, that's the problem. Changing lingo.
So I just thought I'd bring that to everyone's attention. Next up, I have Tips Tuesday with Mayanna. This week includes SEO testing and agency bot crawls, similarities between cPanel and Interworks, and why she and a bunch of her people are transferring over to Interworks.
Hmm.
Flock testing phase with Google is now completed, at least for phase one. And there's a couple other things in here, so go ahead and look at her stuff. Her stuff is always really good. Trust me, if you start reading her stuff, you can get lost in reading her stuff for a while. She's a good writer as well as a good teacher.
Yep.
And then the next one I've got is Google Lighthouse, now introducing the ability to run this directly from SmartCrawl's dashboard. This is a great beginner's guide if this is the first you are hearing of this and like this Lighthouse thing. And there's a great explanation as to why this is big news for Google. Essentially, you used to have to get an account in SmartCrawl, and then you'd have to log in. You'd have to, just a whole big thing. I don't remember all the steps, but now you can go right to the SmartCrawl dashboard and get into Lighthouse from there.
Hmm, cool.
So, next up is Elementor 3.3 is out, and they are introducing full website kits, kits library, color sampler, and radical performance improvements. And there are a few other things tucked away in this news release as well that are pretty exciting, like the ability to load only what you actually use, which I am very fond of that idea.
That'll help speed it up nicely.
Yeah, definitely. I'm quite interested in this. I'm going to have to give this a go pretty soon.
Well, absolutely, since I've already got a nice big license for Elementor, and that's what I build in.
Exactly. Elementor's kind of a playground for me.
Yeah. Even using Gutenberg, I still build with Elementor. I find it works better for my brain than Gutenberg does.
Yeah, definitely. So the last one I have is DuckDuckGo readies feature to strip trackers from email. I had to read this article a few times over to understand what the heck they were talking about. And what they are doing is you create an @duck.com email, and emails are sent to that where they are stripped of the trackers. And then from the duck.com email, they're forwarded on to your regular email address.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a really nifty idea. I really like the idea of having all the trackers stripped and then getting clean email.
Yeah, well, the hard part will be is if you're one of those people that sends out emails and your trackers are being stripped, you won't have your stats.
This is very true. So that's one of the drawbacks.
It's a double-edged sword here, you know, because many people, such as us, when we send out our weekly newsletter, we like to know who's opened it and what links they've clicked on, et cetera, et cetera. You know, mm-hmm. But if all that's being stripped out, we'll never know if the email's even opened. You know, like
unfortunately,
it'll take us back to 1999 when nobody knew if your emails were ever opened.
Well, it seems to be what the net is trying to do right now. We're trying to roll back the clock a little bit.
Trying to roll back the clock. I'm sorry, that genie's already out of the bottle. We're not stuffing it back in the bottle.
I didn't say we were succeeding. I said we're trying.
You know, then let the genie out. We let the genie out, and then we freed the genie. We not only let him out, we freed him. No longer controlled. All righty. Well, that's it. It's good. That is good news and bad news, you know.
Yeah. So in the extras today, I'll just name off a few. WordCamp USA will be held on October 21st, pending the decision on the in-person meetups. And most hated programming languages around. And Amazon was fined $887 million for GDPR privacy violations.
Yeah, of course they were.
Yeah, so it's just, that's just all some interesting stuff.
That's all the GDPR was, is a big cash grab by the Europeans to be able to fine the major corporations. Because they're the only ones that could actually pay the fines. If they fine small companies, the company just go out of business and have no money to pay them. They can only fine the major corporations for violations. They can't fine the small companies because small companies just end up going out of business.
Can't squeeze blood out of a stone.
Nope. I actually heard that from a judge once. It was really quite interesting.
Nice.
All right. Well, it is time for us to acknowledge those that support the show.
It's time to donate to WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. This is a part of the show where we like to acknowledge those that have supported the show with their time, talent, or treasure. And we like to start out here by first acknowledging those who have supported us with their talent. And that is our weekly artwork. And our artwork this week comes to us from Greg's Graphics again. It's a really cool piece of artwork. It's a WordPress sign on the side of a road leading through the wilderness. Basically, so it's a kind of a cool show. It made for a really good show title for today. And a nice piece of artwork. It's just kind of a classic image. And it just looks cool. I like it. So thanks a lot, Greg. Greatly appreciate it. We are now officially out of new artwork. So next week, if I don't see new artwork from the artist, I'm going to have to create it myself. So it'll get real entertaining then. It's been over a year since I've had to tap into myself for creating the weekly artwork. So please, artists, listen, get us some artwork. Just go to the art generator and submit the art. We also like to talk about those that have donated their treasure to support the show. And we like to acknowledge anyone who comes in at the executive level or higher, which is $50 or more donation. And unfortunately, we don't have any of those yet. Come on, folks, step up, support the show, $50 or more. We'll read out your show note here and you can put links in it, use it as an advertisement, however you want to do it. You know, if you're getting any value out of this show, kick some value back. It is a value for value show after all. You know, we bring you great news every week. We bring you great plugins every week. We do random, we'll go off the rails from time to time. But hey, we're not as bad as we were for a while. We're working at behaving ourselves here. We found our outlet for that. All right. The other one is a big thank you to those who have hired us because of the podcast. Thank you very much. That is as good as donating to the show. Thank you for that. There are a few folks out there that do hire us after listening to the show, so thank you very much. I greatly appreciate that. All right, and we'll talk about those who support their donate to the show with their time, and there's lots of ways you can support the show with time. If you have time and you want to help this show out, one of the great things you could do is you could come in and help us out by going into the art generator, and my link has vanished again. Why does my link keep vanishing?
I don't know.
It's all right. I found it. It's not where I usually have one to. At any rate, the art generator needs somebody to help manage it and make it better. So if someone finds they got some time, they want to help manage this art generator, reach out to me at john@wppro.ca, and I'll set you up so you can come in and manage this art generator for us, and we'll talk about the fellow who helps us manage the contest later when we get to that point. And for those that come in under $50, thank you very much. There's a couple of you, you know, small donations, a few bucks here and there. Greatly appreciate that. It does help the show out, and we do appreciate that. All right, it is time for us to dive into the depths of plugin depravity, which is what everyone shows up here for. All right, starting off, Classic Press Options. We do have an article from Classic Press here, if I can find it. And okay, I was told there was an article in the Classic Press options area.
I thought there was.
I see the Classic Press 1.3, some updates on the Classic Press blog, the must-have plugin list, the Classic Press repository, and that's it.
Oh.
I do not see it. Maybe I'm just blind. But I guess I can't show the article. Because I didn't go look at the notes after I was told that. I just sort of assumed it would be there. All right, we'll come back to that later. Next week, we'll bring that in. So other than that, we got the standard Classic Press stuff. All right, let's talk a little bit about WordPress plugins. The first one I have for you this week is Disable WordPress Block Editor Full Screen Mode. Now, I know I've done this one once before, but I felt I needed to do it again. One, because I had to use it again recently, and I couldn't remember what the name was, so I had to go through our show notes, and it was something like 20 episodes back. So I had to go through our show notes to find this so that I could remember the name. And then, of course, when I went to install it into the site, I did a search for the exact plugin name, and it didn't want to come up. I had to add the author's name to it to get it to show up when I was searching for it in the repository. It's almost like WordPress is hiding this plugin, black shadow banning it or something. I don't know. Anyway.
You picked up the shadow ban habit.
Well, it's everywhere. At any rate, this is a really great plugin. I know the guy who made it. He's a local here in the Victoria area, I think. And it's a really great plugin because what it does is it shuts off that automatic setting in a brand new WordPress install that the moment you go to a page to edit, it pops it into full screen mode. Now, some people like the full screen mode. I can't stand it because I need all the other information to help frame everything for me. And I like it, turn it off. And they've also made it very hard to turn off full screen mode. You got to go find the little dot, dot, dot thing and click that and then go down and find the turn off full screen mode. And then it doesn't always stay turned off to make it even worse. So at any rate, this one here turns it off, stays turned off. It's a great plugin, very simple. It's free, keeps it turned off for you. Go check it out. Disable WordPress Block Editor Full Screen Mode. And I give it a 5 Dragon rating.
I'm one of those people who needs to have all the other information there as well. I don't like the full screen. I wonder if that's something they're going to try to get rid of.
The ability to get rid of the full screen. I don't know, man. That should have been an option to turn on for people that actually want it, because most people just adjust to whatever's put in front of them. There's those of us that rebel automatically. Just on instinct to automatically rebel.
You know, there's a label for that now. The odd syndrome.
Oppositional defiance disorder. Yes, oppositional defiance disorder. Yes, it's being listed as a disorder now. I realize. Yep. It's like
you're odd.
I am odd. Always have been odd. even before it had a term.
All right, so my first plugin today is Slippy. I was actually searching for a different plugin, but this name caught my eye. I just think it's a fun name. Makes me think of slip and slide water slides. This plugin is designed to have the ability to take notes within WordPress in the style of Slipbox or Zettelkasten. I honestly don't know what either of those are, but I'm sure someone out there who uses these wishes they could do the same thing within WordPress, and now you can. Once you install it, it's quite a nice little setup. Just go to Slip Notes on the left-hand menu and add a note. It looks just like a typical WordPress layout kind of page for the note area. At least that's how I saw it. And you can change a view from default to full, create categories, tags, and filters. So if you're looking for an easy note taker for WordPress, check this one out. It's also totally free. I rate it at 5 dragons.
Cool. Looks like it could be useful. Looks like it even works. Looks like you can search up notes inside the the post dashboard. So if there's notes there for it, dealing with things you might have forgot how to do.
Yeah.
Or it could be a way to write up notes for your users to remember how to do things.
Hey, that's an idea. That didn't even occur to me.
It seems like there's lots of good uses for that. All right, the next one I have for you here today is called Funnel Builder by Cartflows Create High Converting Sales Funnels for WordPress.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I know. I seem to be choosing really long names these days. At any rate, funnels are when people come to your e-commerce website, you want to funnel them through to do certain things and eventually pay you money. And this is a funnel builder plugin. It's a freemium version plugin, but the free version gives you a whole lot of tools that you can use to start building funnels. So when they hit a landing page, you funnel them down and they eventually pay you money. And there's lots of things you can do. It starts with some templates. It works with your page builder, Elementor, Divi, Gutenberg, whatever. You know, it's been tested in many ways. You know, it's a really good tool. And there's some out there that I've run into, such as Salesforce and others. And those are very expensive tools to have each and every month if you're not making any money off them. This one here, you could set up, start using as the free version. Once you start making money, you can then move on to the premium version and add in a few other items that are available for it. You know, the premium version has several other things. And it's got one-click upsells, downsells, quantity changers, and more in the premium version. On the whole, a really great plugin, but as it is a freemium plugin, we got to tick off 1 point for it because I haven't tested the pro version. So at any rate, go check this out. It is the Funnel Builder by Cartflows. Create high converting sales funnels for WordPress. And I give it a 4 dragon rating.
That seems like it'd be really cool. I like it when plugins give you what you actually need in the free version.
Yeah, they give you what's just enough of what you need. There's probably a couple of things you'd really, really want that aren't there, but yeah. It does give you enough to be able to do something with it to determine whether or not you want to fork over the money for the big one.
I've come across a few plugins now that they tell you all these things they do, but they only give you like just a couple of the things you need in order to actually make the plugin useful for you in the free version. Everything they list was actually in their premium. So
yep.
I don't like those ones.
Well, it's a tough balance for the developers of freemium plugins to like, how much do I give away so that I get them to come over and pay me money? If I give too much away, they won't show up. If I don't give enough away, they get a bad review, such as the one you just gave for whatever plugins.
Mm-hmm.
So
next plugin I have is Comment Moderation Role. This is a super easy plugin to use. Fantastic for those who are just getting the hang of this. You can plug it in, head on over to the user's menu option, select your user, change their role to WPB Comment Moderator. And that's it. Unlike other Comment Moderator plugins, this one doesn't require you to have edit within the list of capabilities. And this way you can secure the rest of your site because when they log in, they'll only be able to access the comments in order to moderate them.
Oh, that's
there
useful.
Are,
I said that's sorry. Useful. Keep talking.
There are filters available, and WP Beginner, which is the creator of this plugin, puts out the most common ones right there on the page, on the info page. There's nothing to set up, nothing to do, except choose a correct role for your user. And it seems like it's totally free. No adverts or anything that I can see. It almost feels like a plugin that's too good and too nice to be totally free, but it does seem like it's totally free. So definitely worth checking out. This is something that you're looking for. I rate this at 5 dragons.
Absolutely. Does sound like a useful one. I like that. Okay, I'm going to pause here before I hit the last plugin I've got just to deal with this comments that Hemdian made on the GDPR. This flows into the article we had. And his comment, in theory, GDPR non-compliance could be used to shut down smaller websites the EU doesn't like. But since compliance isn't that hard, why voluntarily put your neck on the chopping block? He had a couple more to follow up. Plus, a lot of GDPR stuff are things you should be doing anyway, really. And GDPR isn't just for shops. It's for any organization that collects personal data. One of my sites is not a shop, but has a MailChimp sign up and allows comments on posts, thus needs GDPR. Yes, you're right in some aspects, but the problem is that the rules are so vague in GDPR. Like, I spent a lot of time learning to comply with GDPR, and it was such a big hassle that it's really easy to mess up, and they could come after you for any messes up. See, these major corporations have made their best to attempt to do it. And then they keep changing. They've changed the rules a couple of times from what I hear, and I haven't paid that much attention to it because I still have it. It's a lot more than just the cookie compliance, and it also boils down to, you know, if you do collect the data, you've got to be able to, you have to have an assigned office. There's a whole lot that goes into this. I'm just not going to go into it all. But yeah, it's like, no, you don't want to stick your head on a chopping block if you don't have to, but the compliance on it isn't always as easy and straightforward as they make it seem, at least not from everything I've encountered with it and seen on it. You know, and it is for, yeah, it is for anybody that collects any type of information. In fact, at some points, even just showing up on a website means you have to, like, if you got cookies on your website, it's like you had to list off all third-party cookies that are on your website, too. And you know how many third-party cookies there are on a WordPress website?
Wow.
It's insane. So, at any rate, there's a lot that goes into it. So, at any rate, let's pile on here to my last plugin for the day. And the last one I've got for you is a points and rewards for WooCommerce plugin. This is a great way to gamify your e-commerce store. And gamification is a great way to help increase sales. It's been proven over and over and time again. Why do you think, you know, grocery stores, not just for tracking, they offer you points or membership cards or other things. It's all about making people feel rewarded while paying more for everything. You know, and this is a really interesting thing that happens here with this one. It's a great plugin, and what it allows you to do is set up a points and rewards system on your site where you can offer rewards for people showing up and signing up, for referrals they send out, for sales that they buy, purchases that they make, and then you can set up to allow them to purchase or redeem those awards as discounts on products or for free products or for membership extensions or anything along that line. So it is a great tool you could add to your WooCommerce website to help gamify your site and help increase sales and other things on your site. So if you're looking to help something, maybe give it that little extra boost, go check this plugin out. It is a freemium plugin again, and so, but it does give you enough stuff so you can actually get going with it and do something useful. Go check it out. It is points and rewards for WooCommerce, and I give it a 4 dragon rating. Are you back yet?
Yes, I'm back.
Good.
Sorry.
I talked that out as long as I could.
You did good. Our mail lady stopped by to say hi, and she's a very loud individual.
Yeah.
I love talking with her, but you can hear all the way across the street.
Yeah, well, so be it.
So the last one I have for today is Vendy Abandoned Plugin Check. I think that this is one that Hemdian mentioned in a previous show. But what this does is it reaches out to the WordPress.org servers as a background tap to figure out the last time the SVN was updated. There is no interface, nothing to set up, just plug it in and let it rip. One downside, though, it counts in days, which can kind of make a timeline of 2 months seem like a much bigger deal, since you don't read 2 months, you read 60 days.
Yeah.
But so once I plugged this in, within a few minutes, I had a Christmas tree all down my plugins page. There was plugins that were in red and green. Red is bad. It has been a very long time since a plugins SVN was updated by the author.
Mm-hmm.
Green is acceptable. Seems to stay in green so long as the author is updated within the last, I think, 400 days.
No, probably.
I was still in the green on a plugin with 348 days, but I was in the red with 460 days. So somewhere between 348 and 460 is where the cutoff seems to be.
Yeah.
Very useful for those who like to know when a plugin was last updated. And I think it might be a great yellow canary kind of thing regarding when to remove a plugin. But also an older plugin doesn't necessarily mean that the plugin is no good. Yeah. So it could be a warning, maybe not totally free. And I rate it 5 dragons.
Absolutely. As Hemdian said, he learned of this from this show. It's probably something I covered way, way back.
Oh, okay. All right. So
it is a pretty old plugin, and I have used it. So, yeah, and it is great, and it does help you. It does help you instantly to see in your list. But you got to remember is every time you go to a plugin to install it, you look at the details. Most people don't look at the details too clearly, but there's always a last updated date of the plugin right there.
Yep.
At the top. And that's one of the first things I look at now.
Yeah, but Christmas tree writing is so much easier.
Yes, it is. People are very visual, and it makes it very easy for them to deal with it. All right. We don't have any listener feedback. We're waiting, folks, for listener feedback. Waiting for the same way that, you know, we're waiting for our ship to come in. But at any rate, let's wander along and dive into our contest.
It's a contest. WordPress plugins from A to Z. Go free.
Absolutely. Thanks to Steve Goodtime, Brant Matthews for that jingle. Really appreciate it. And our plugins are powered by the Simple Giveaways plugin. Those guys were kind enough to give us a premium version of the plugin to run. I did pay for it for a couple of years, but now they donate it to us, so it's really great. Much appreciated. A great plugin if you want to run contests on your site. This plugin does a fantastic job of doing that. All right, and this is where I do like to thank Charlie for helping the show out, donating his time to the show, and getting our contest going. He's the one that reaches out to the developers, gets us all these fantastic licenses that we give away. We give away some amazing licenses in these contests, folks. These licenses are oftentimes licenses you couldn't even buy if you tried. Some of them have been lifetime pro licenses, etc. At any rate, the one we've got this week here, we've got the Advanced Database Pro Cleaner, or Database Cleaner Pro. This is a database cleaner plugin. It's a starter lifetime license, meaning it's good for one website, and it allows you to go in and clean up your website, and it's got all the pro features you need, such as clean revisions, optimize your database, find orphan tables and orphan options, and get rid of all the crap in your database. Of course, before you use it, make sure you make a backup of your database. Always backup before you do anything that will change stuff. Just in case it changes something you really wanted, or you hit the wrong button, because you probably could do damage with this. Wait, no, you can do damage with this plugin.
Yeah.
So at any rate, it's a great plugin. This is a really nice license. Virtually everyone can use this. So go on over to wppluginsa2z.com/contest to enter the contest and win the starter lifetime license. The contest is going for one more week. We'll be wrapping it up next week. And we may put a pause on the contest again for a little while. We've had several in a row now. I think we might want to put a pause on them for a little while. People have not participating as you should. Get out there and participate. It takes just a moment. We're trying to make it easier to find it. You can just go to the front page and there's a big, you know, giveaway button that you can hit to take you directly to the contest. All right. So that's all we have there. I'll cover up another quick things here before we move into the Q&A segment. Plugins I covered in this show, points and rewards for WooCommerce, which I gave a 4 to, the Funnel Builder by Cartflows, create high converting sales funnels for WordPress, which I gave a 4 to, and the Disable WordPress Block Editor Full Screen Mode, which I gave a 5 to.
And I covered Slippy, which I rated at 5. Comment moderation rule, which I rated at 5, and Vendi abandoned plugin check, which I also rated at 5.
All right, and reminders, there's nothing really to talk to folks about, but if you're not getting enough of Amber and I, come join us over on the tavern. Come join us for talking shit at the tavern Tuesday evenings, 8 o'clock Pacific time, over at theroguestavern.com/live. Another YouTube channel to sign up for. Just go and subscribe, folks. All right, it is time for us to pile into...
It's question and answer time.
What, Amber?
So if anyone out there has any questions that they'd like to have asked on the show, send them in to me at amber@wppro.ca, and I will get them up here and answer to the best of our ability. My first question for you is, how do you know when and how a site has been compromised?
That's two questions.
Well, it's one. I mean, it's one. It's just two versions.
Uh-huh. How do you know when a site is compromised, and how do you know how a site has been compromised? That's two questions.
Yeah, it can work as two questions, yeah. But it works as one question too because I say so.
Oh, okay. So how do you know when a site is compromised? Well, when it doesn't work, that's when you absolutely know. Sometimes they continue to work and they just are extremely slow. They're just not running right. You hit stuff and it's sort of oddball glitchy, like something's wrong. And that's how you know generally. Because unless it's a really good hack, and there are some good hacks that I've run into that you really don't even know that it's compromised until you do a scan on the site and find that it's been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
And how a site has been compromised, that's a whole nother can of worms. It could have been a plugin. They could have found a flaw in the core files. They could have found a flaw in your server. You know, they could have found a flaw in one of the websites that are adjacent to you. I mean, there's so many ways that they can compromise sites.
What are the different methods you can use to figure out how?
Okay.
How it's been compromised?
One is after a couple of years of looking at the WordPress files when you're uploading and going through FTP, you get to know which files belong in the site. And one is to scan through the files and look for files that don't belong. And a lot of times the hackers are not overly creative. They create file names like ABCDFJ or some odd rambling scrambled letters and numbers. And you go, okay, that doesn't belong. And then when you look at the file, you find out, oh, that's code that shouldn't be there. So that's one way. The other is through scans. And there's lots of scanning plugins out there, or not plugins. Well, there's scanning plugins too. Like WordFence is a pretty good scanning plugin that scans your site. There are sites that you can use to scan your sites, like SecuriScan and a few others that'll come in and scan your site. There used to be a couple of really great tools online, but in the last 6 months, the guys who maintain those tools quit doing it, and they've been taken offline, which is really sad because I went to use them not too long ago for a site, and it's like, oh my God, this tool is gone? Oh, this sucks. That means I'm going to have to work a little harder than I did before. So there's lots of methods out there for it. You know, my servers have scanners that run and monitor stuff. The biggest way that most of the time is done now is through scans, scanning through the system to see what's there.
Hemdian said, using FTP, I found fake sites installed in the directory structure of my non-WordPress site.
Yes, that means they found a way to upload files to your site, and once they did that, they were able to just bypass you entirely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when I get spam, I sometimes trace back the links and find fake sites on other people's sites and alert the owner via the Whois contact info.
Yep, I've done that too. I used to be very diligent about when I got the spam like that. I would find out what website it was going to, and then I'd notify the owner that their site has been compromised in case they didn't know. You know, it's not as easy as it used to be for the hackers to get in and set up the fake sites and subdirectories and other directories on your WordPress website, but it still happens. It used to be a whole lot easier, but security's gotten better over the last few years. But of course, it's just a nuclear arms race.
Yep.
You know, every time the hackers get good, the defenders get good, and then the hackers get better, and the defenders get better, and then the hackers get better. It's an arms race that's continuously one-upping. All right, you got two other questions. We'll ask read out these other two questions, and we'll split it right here.
All right. How much would you say a person has to know about cybersecurity in order to keep their site safe? And what would be the first thing you would suggest a person learn if they were wanting to do upkeep on their own site?
All right. Those are some very good questions, and we will answer those after this.
Reminders for the show.
And I got a shot today because I deserve it.
All show notes can be found at wppluginsa-z.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the newsletter for more useful information delivered directly to your inbox. WP Plugins A to Z is a show that offers honest and unbiased reviews of plugins created by developers because you support the show. Help keep the show honest and unbiased by going to wppluginsa-z.com/donate and set the donation level that fits your budget. Help us make the show better for you by subscribing and reviewing the show at Stitcher Radio, Google Play, and in the iTunes Store. You can also leave us a review on our Facebook page using wppluginsaz.com/Facebook. You can also watch the show live on YouTube, check out the screencasts and training videos, and remember to subscribe and hit the bell to get notifications of all new videos. Follow the show on Twitter at WPPluginsAtoZ. John can also be reached at his website, johnoverall.com, or email him directly, john@wppro.ca. Thanks for joining us, and have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.